我们今天的讲员无地无天士弟兄，我们谢谢
小孩子可以去、
小孩子可以到你们的这个入去哦。把先交给卢弟兄。多少？一百。
高兴下次有这个机会看到那么多的弟兄姐妹在这里。
I'm happy to come back to see you again.
And 每次我读到四福音的时候，我自己的心就有很大的感受。
Every time I study the gospel, I was touched.
我都觉得主耶稣真是以恩慈待人。
I really feel Jesus Christ really treat us with a lot of grace.
他赦免犯大罪的淫妇。
The woman who committed adultery.
他也释放那个被群鬼所附的一个人。
He also released people who are possessed by demons.
我们的主很热切的广施赦免。
Jesus is really want to forgive us.
他医治各种病。
He heals all kinds of sickness.
也医治人家灵魂的病。
Also heals the sickness in our soul.
他愿意把人带到神的面前与神和好。
He want to bring us all to be reconciled to God.
所以那些心灵破碎的人，
So those who are broken hearted,
那些自卑的而且是饥渴慕义的人，
Those who are searching for truth,
被重担所压，
Those who are burdened with burden with a heavy burden or with all the world,
觉得生命没有意义，
People who feel that they see no meaning for life.
但是当他们以信心来到耶稣的面前的时候，
But by faith when they come to Jesus,
他们都得到满足，
They were satisfied.
但是有另外一群的罪人，耶稣是以严厉无情的面孔对待他们。
There's another group of people in which Jesus treat them harshly.
这批人就是一些假冒为善的高手。
These areThe hypocrite in the Bible.
他也是一个职业的宗教骗子。
They are the professional religious people.
甚至也算是假师傅。
They are false teachers.
他们自以为义，道貌岸然。
They feel they themselves are righteous.
这种就是我们所说的宗教家。
These are the professional religious people.
在耶稣的时候，我们有文士，有律法师。
At the time of Jesus, these are Pharisees.Sadducees,
撒都该人跟法利赛人。
They are the high priest, they are the priest.
那么这些人呢，其实当时的圣经里面就叫他们做宗教的领袖。
These are the religious leaders at the time of Jesus.
那么这些宗教领袖，他可以影响到不但宗教的事情，而且百姓的生活，他也波及到。
These people not only affect religious matter, they actually affect everyday life, everyday life at the time.
那他们的权柄到底从哪里来的？
Where do their authority come from?
他们的权柄就是从当时在耶路撒冷的一个组织叫公会。
They were the leader in the synagogue.
那么这个公会呢，有71个就是非常优秀的委员。
At the time in synagogue, there were like 71 members of elite leaders.
Yeah, 圣经里面叫它是 Sanhedrin, 就是公会。
These are the Sanhedrin.
Sanhedrin. 那么 Sanhedrin 呢？如果用今天的话语来讲，就好像美国今天的高等法院一样。
That might be equivalent to the Supreme Court in our time.
那么这个公会的组织呢，就很简单，只有两层的组织。
In the Sanhedrin, there are like 2 layers of leadership.
最高一层只有一个人，就是 High Priest, 就是大祭司。
那个 the one High Priest。
他就是主导整个公会的政策跟他的运作。
He is in charge of all the governing in the synagogue.
那Sanhedrin。
Sanhedrin。
虽然这个公会是一个犹太人的组织，但是罗马的 Caesar 开始，Caesar 就是也是承认他的合法的地位。
Even though Sanhedrin is a religious organization, even the political leader recognized them.
对，那么这个大祭司下面呢有三个部门。
Beneath the high priest, there are three departments.
一个就是祭司长 祭司长 chief priest，
那那那什么的 chief priest，
另外一个部门呢就是长老
，and they they are the elders，
另外一个部门呢就是文士
，and then they is the
scribes， 那么这个 chief priest 就是祭司长跟长老啊，大部分里面的成员就是撒杜盖人。
Among the priests and the
elders,
they are mostly
Sadducees. 那么这批人呢是有祭司的血统。
These are traditional priests.
而且他们在社会上面有影响力。
They have a lot of effect on everyday life.
可是他们被这个世俗主义的影响。
But these people are very worldly in some way.
所以他们的世界观呢，就是追求世界的名利。
So what they are pursuing after is still the worldly goods，
而且施行这个强权的外交 politics。
They also play politics。
而且他们非常注重这个犹太人的，可以说是一个宗教的政客。
They are really a Jewish nationalist。
那么我们就看看这个文士这部分。
Let's look at the scribes.
文士呢，大部分都是法利赛人。
Scribes, they are all Pharisees.
他们的责任就是专门去研究这个古代的经典，犹太的经典。
Their job is to study the Old Testament.
所以他们是一个学者。
They are like scholars.
而且他们也很注重这个传统。
They are really following the traditions.
但是他们对这个权力呢没有太大兴趣。
They may not be have that much authority。
所以在政治的方面来讲呢，撒杜盖人是统治了他们。
So they are under the influence of the Sadducees。
那么这个法利赛人其中一个呢，就是叫尼哥底母。
One of the Pharisees, his name is Nicodemus。
那个尼哥底母呢，好像跟其他的法利赛人有一点点不同。
This Nicodemus seemed like a little different from the other people.
但是我们先看看这个法利赛人的服装也是很有意思。
Let's look into these Pharisees.
他们穿很长的衣服。
They usually wear these long gowns.
然后他的额头跟两个手呢，就有一个皮带绑着一个小的皮的盒子。
They are some sort of bag that hold in on the
leather box.
Leather box.
那么在这盒子里面呢，有一些金句写在里面。
Usually in that letter box, they kept some sort of scriptures.
那么这个法利赛人为了表示他的虔诚呢，他把这个袋子做得很宽。
So usually to show their piety, they make those bags really big.
那么他们的长衣服呢，下面有四条穗子。
And so this underneath all these long sleeve
tassels.、那么他们也特别把它做长一点。
They also make the sleeve really long.
其实他们的装束呢，本来的目的就是要提醒他们要向神敬虔。
They in some way their dress is to remind them to be pious toward God.
但是现在就变成一个是做广告一样。
Now gradually become some sort of advertisement.
那么我们再看看耶稣当时的情是怎么样。
Let's look at these people at the time of Jesus.
那么我们的主耶稣大部分的时间都在跟老百姓在一起。
When Jesus was here, he spent a lot of time with people in the in the society.
他向他们讲道。
Jesus preached to everyday people.
他也医病。
He healed them.
他也赶鬼。
He also dry out evil demons.
那么在约翰福音有一句话说，就是。大众都很喜欢听他讲道。
The Bible says the people follow him.
那么，但是在这个耶稣服事的圈子的外圈里面呢，总是有一批人。
So within this circle, there are people who are outside of it.
那么这批人呢，常常就好像监视耶稣。
There are these people that always come examine Jesus.
然后挑剔耶稣所做所行的。
Always checking up and criticize what Jesus did.
特别看看他有没有不守在摩西的法律。
They want to catch something about him that's not according to the law of Moses.
那么有一次耶稣讲道的时候， 会用在前面，后来他发现有一群宗教领袖站在他后面。
So one time while Jesus was preaching, he noticed there's a group of these religious leaders watching him.
那么当然，耶稣当然知道了。
Jesus know about them.
耶稣就转身指着他们。
So Jesus point out to them, point them.
然后脸就向着会众。
And tell the congregation.
就说了下面几句话。
He said the following.
他说：“你们要防备文士。”
You got to watch for these Sadducees.
他们穿好穿长衣游行。
They dress a holy gowns.
喜爱人在街上问他们的安。
They would like to be greeted by people.
又喜爱会堂里的高位。
They also long for long high position in the temple.
筵席上的首位。
They want to sit on the front seat.
侵吞寡妇的家产。
They also exploit the widower.
And then 假意做很长的祷告。
They also make long prayers.
And 他告诉这些会众，这些人要受到很重的刑罚。
Jesus told the congregation, these people will be punished.
那我们就看到耶稣跟这些法利赛人是有很大的conflict 在里面。
So you can see there is a hostility between Jesus and this group of people.
但是有一位法利赛人，我相信是因为神的灵带领他，有一天他去看耶稣。
Then one day one of these Pharisees come to see Jesus.
他是公会的成员之一。
He's one of the member of the Sanhedrin.
那么这个是整个福音书里面讲的耶稣的唯一是有一个很长而且非常友善的谈话。
This is one of the few friendly conversation between Jesus and members of Sanhedrin.
那么可以算是一个个人的深谈。
It is a deep talk.
那么他是晚上来看耶稣。
It happened at night time.
因为他不要让他的同事知道他来看耶稣。
Nicodemus doesn't want other people notice him.
那么当尼哥底母一看到耶稣的时候，他是第一人讲话。
So when he saw Jesus, he is the first one to speak.
他说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神哪里来做师父的。”
He said, "I know you are the Israel's teacher."
那这句话是很简单。
This is a very simple statement.
但是里面有很多的information， 有很多的资讯在里面。
That statement implies a lot.
首先他说叫他做拉比。
He kept telling him that rabbi.
那个拉比在当时是一个非常尊贵的称呼。
That rabbi is a respected title.
因为尼哥底母也希望人家叫他做拉比。
Because that's what Nicodemus want to be called.
那现在他叫耶稣是拉比。
Now he dressed Jesus as rabbi.
那显然他是尊敬耶稣。
So that he show respect to Jesus.
但是他叫耶稣，是老师，不是说主。显然他还没有得救。
He did not call Jesus Lord. He just called him rabbi.
他说：“我们知道你是从神来做师父的。”
He said, "We know that you are a teacher who has come from God."
那么这个我们呢，就代表在公会里面，他们都讨论过这个耶稣到底是谁。
We imply that they talk about Jesus in Sanhedrin.
因为他们好像都承认耶稣弥赛亚的资格。
Because they know there is something about this, messianic about Jesus.
而且从这句话里面呢，我们也知道这个尼哥底母是很有学问、很懂得哲学的一个人。
We also know that from what he said, Nicodemus is also a scholar.
我们知道在耶稣时代以前，希腊的哲学是非常进步。
You know, at the time of Jesus, the Greek philosophers are very respected.
那么有一个叫三段论是这个 Aristotle 就是亚里士多德发明的。
对，是亚里士多德。
是了，解释。三段论，他说，如果你能够行神迹的话，就必须神与你同在。
One of the philosophical ideas is that you can perform miracles, God got to be with you.
但是你现在能行这个神迹，
if you can perform miracle,
所以神就与你同在。
It got to follow, it followed that God must be with you.
所以尼哥底母根据这个分析，他就讲这句话：你是从上帝来的，做师父的。
That's why Nicodemus said that we know you come from God.
那他怎么知道耶稣能够行神迹呢？
Because he knows Jesus can perform miracles.
那个时候， 主耶稣刚刚出来传道。
Jesus just made himself known at the time.
但是很奇怪，在约翰福音第二章里面讲到一个神迹，是耶稣第一次所行的神迹。
In Gospel of John chapter 2, it recalls his first miracle.
就是从水变酒，在一个婚礼里面。
That's changing the water into wine in the banquet.
所以尼哥底母是完全认识这个事实。
So Nicodemus are familiar with what Jesus did.
所以他的结论就是神一定与这个耶稣同在。
So Nicodemus conclude that God is with Jesus.
换句话说，他也承认他有基督的权利。
He recognizes something that comes from God.
那尼哥底母为什么来看耶稣呢？
That's why he come to visit Jesus.
我相信他是诚意的。
So he is earnest.
我相信他也是抱着一个学习的心来见耶稣。
He want to find out something about Jesus.
但是也许那些法利赛人，也许他来看耶稣，希望耶稣给他一些称赞。
Also, maybe he want to just get some compliment from Jesus.
也许因为耶稣能在圣殿里面赶出那些买卖的人。所以这个耶稣跟公会的就发生冲突。
Could be because Jesus drive out people who make trade in the temple and cause conflict, and that's why he want to come to Jesus.
也许尼哥底母来是希望能够把耶稣跟公会调和一下。
Or possibly he may want to reconcile the Sanhedrin with Jesus.
但是我相信尼哥底母从经文的上下文看到他是一个很谦虚的，在这个事情上。
I see that he's a very humble person.
那么我们想一下，尼哥底母并没有问耶稣的问题。
Nicodemus did not ask a question.
他只是说耶稣是一个老师。
He said you are a teacher.
但是耶稣却回答一个问题的，给他一个问题的答案。
But Jesus instead of answering his question, Jesus gave him something completely different.
那么耶稣说，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again."
那么如果人家没有问问题，你为什么给他一个答案？
How come Nicodemus did not ask a question and Jesus gave him this answer?
我记得在70年代的时候，我刚刚来到美国。
In the 70s, when I first came to the United States.
那个时候很流行一种叫街头布道家。
There's something like called street evangelism that's very popular.
那么这些人呢，你像嬉皮士一样。
These people are more like hippies.
他的头发很长。
They have long hair.
然后他穿的牛仔裤是有洞的。
They wear jeans full of holes.
他总是开一个破破烂烂的小汽车。
Usually with some beat up car.
这个车子里面呢，有圣经，也有约翰福音的单行本。
They got Bible in the car and a lot of scriptures.
那么这个车子呢也有一个大喇叭。
And also they have a loudspeaker.
他们在街上面就放这个福音的音乐。
They begin to play the gospel music.
其实听起来是蛮讨厌的，吵吵闹闹的。
They are very irritating.
然后他们就用个喇叭大声说 ，Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. 耶稣就是答案。耶稣就是答案。
Yeah, then begin to shout on the street that Jesus is the answer.
那么有个小孩子就问他爸爸。
One of the kids asked the dad.
到底是什么问题啊？他给这个答案。
What's the answer to that question? Yeah.
我们这里也看到一样，耶稣给一个答案，但是他没有问这个问题。
Over here we see that Jesus did provide an answer in which there is no question.
其实他有个问题，他没有讲出来，但是耶稣知道。
Actually, there was a question in his heart, but Jesus knew.
因为一个答案的后面一定有一个问题。
Because behind every answer there is a question.
一个问题的后面一定有一个使人困惑的东西。
Behind every question there is something puzzling.
那么这困惑的东西到底是什么东西呢？
What's that puzzling question?
我想尼哥底母知道，就是讲到人的罪。
I think Nicodemus is wondering about the sins of man.
他为什么会知道呢？
Why does he wonder that?
因为他非常熟悉一个人物叫施洗约翰。
Because he know about John the Baptist.
施洗约翰出来传道的时候，他说：“天国近了，天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
John the Baptist was claiming that the kingdom of God is at hand.
那么，当施洗约翰放在监狱里面的时候，耶稣就出来了。
After John the Baptist was in jail, that's when Jesus began to preach.
那么，耶稣也说同样的话：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
That time Jesus also preached that the kingdom of God is at hand.
那么后来耶稣的门徒一个一个被耶稣派出去的时候
When Jesus sent out his disciples,
耶稣赐给他们权柄
Jesus gave them the authority,
也告诉他们传同样的道
Tell them to preach the same message.
所以这个尼哥底母是非常熟悉这个事情
So all these Nicodemus know about.
那么他就有一个问题如果耶稣所传的道就代表如果天国没有进的时候悔改也没有用
So if the kingdom of God is near
Not near
If not near What's the use of repenting
但是现在天国进了
Now the kingdom of God is at hand
那么我需要悔改
I need to repent
但是我还没有看到这个天国
But I did not see the kingdom of God
所以他的问题就是我怎么样看到这个天国
So his question basically How do I see this kingdom of God
如果从这个推理来讲的时候耶稣的回答就合理了
If you go from that reason You can begin to see Why Jesus answered the way he did
人若不重生就不能见神的国
Unless a man is born again He cannot see the kingdom of God
但是问题这个见是什么意思呢
What? To see the kingdom of God
这个见呢不单单是一个眼目所看见的
I think it's not just something visual
也牵涉到一个道德上的问题
It's also a moral issue It's a moral issue
那么有一个故事是这样子讲
There's a story I remember
那么有一个无神论者
There's an atheist
他在这个伦敦附近那个 High Park Corner 就是海德公园里面就站在那边讲话
atheist that was he was preaching
那么他又讲很多侮辱基督教的话语
he said something a lot of things that is insulting to the Christianity
然后他大声地说
and then he said loudly
你们说神存在呢我没有看见
you say God exists but I don't see him
你们说死后还有生命吗我没有看见
he said there is life after death but I don't see them
你说人死后会有审判吗我没有看见
you say there are judgment after death but I don't see it
你们说有天堂有地狱吗我没有看见
you say there are heaven and earth I don't see them
然后他还加一句我是眼睛明亮的人
he said my eyes are clear
然后他就下台
and then he just stepped down
后来有一个瞎子他又跑上去讲话
after that a blind man went up the stage
他说你们说四周围都有草我相信但是我没有看见
You say there are grass all around me I believe it but I don't see them
你告诉我我的头上面有青天
You told me there are clear sky above me
我相信但是我没有看见
I believe it but I don't see them
你告诉我四面周围有树木我没有看见但是我相信
You told me there are trees around me I don't see them but I believe
然后他讲了一句话我是瞎眼的
I'm blind
那么我们看到一个明眼的人
You see somebody whose eyesight are good
但是他属灵的眼睛是瞎的
But spiritually his eyes
然而他不知道
He cannot see
一个瞎眼的人虽然肉眼看不见
A blind man whose eyes are impaired cannot see
他的灵眼是看得见的
His inner eyes are open
他跟那个人不同呢他知道
The difference is that he knows
他是只是瞎眼了
He know he is blind、yeah.
所以我们就看到这个看是有一个信心的 成分在里面
We see that to see there's a faith component to it
那么我们看看虽然我们的眼睛是明亮
Even though our eyes are all clear
我虽然眼睛不是 20/20 但是我看到你们
Even though my eyes are not 20/20 I can see all of you
但是你想想看如果把所有灯关掉在晚上漆黑的时候我一点都看不到
But if this is all dark I won't be able to see you
所以你能够看见最重要的还有最重要一个因素就是一定要有光
So besides having good eye you also need light to see
你可以明白很多圣经的知识
You can understand a lot of biblical truth
你也可以知道很多宗教的教条
You can also know a lot of
但是如果没有圣灵的光照你一点都不懂
But if you don't have the Holy Spirit to enlighten you
所以我们现在慢慢就懂得耶稣讲这句话
Now we can gradually understand what Jesus means
如果你要看到天国的话呢
If you want to see the kingdom of God
圣灵 必须要轻轻把这个开关开一下。
Holy Spirit must to turn on the switch.
所以我们怎么样可以看到天国呢？
How do we see the kingdom of God?
不是我们可以做什么。
It's not something we can do.
那是完全依赖圣灵的带领的光照。
It's something that the Holy Spirit had to do for you.
但是我们的问题就是我们不希望看到光。
Very often our problem is that we do not want to see the light.
我们不愿意来救光，约翰福音讲。
The Gospel of John said that men don't want to come to the light.
所以我们今天有没有看到神的国呢？不是眼目的问题。
So whether we see the kingdom of God or not is not because of our vision.
乃是一个道德的问题。
Is a moral issue.
所以我们要对这个事情自己要负责的。
It's something that we got to consider.
那么尼哥底母还是不太懂，他说人已经老了，如何重生呢？
And Nicodemus still puzzled. He said, "How can man how can someone be born when he's old?"
我不知道你们怎么想，我觉得这个是 stupid question.
I thought this is a stupid question.
我觉得他自己也知道。
He also know.
但是他还是一个聪明人。
He is a scholar.
一个聪明的人讲错话，他自己会想办法会逃避的。
So once he made that statement, he tried to explain it.Find his way out.
那么他自己说，人已经老了，岂能再进母腹出生来吗？
He said, surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born.
其实这个就是他回答他自己刚刚问的问题。
He is answering his own question.
也在耶稣面前表示他不是那么愚笨。
To show that he is not really asking a stupid question.
但是耶稣知道他现在对重生还是不懂。
Jesus knows he still don't know what is being born again means.
所以耶稣呢，用另外方法去解释给他听。
So Jesus answered him a different way.
那么这样回答呢，对你我来讲，一看下去呢，可能比原来那个更复杂，更难明白。
For us, the following answer seems to be even more puzzling.
耶稣说，人若不是从水而圣灵而生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, unless one are born of water and the spirit, can I enter the kingdom of God?
那么我们读圣经常常有这些问题，每一个字都懂，但是读完以后还不懂，你们有没有这样感觉？
That's our common experience. We know every word in the sentence, but we don't know what the sentence means.
我也不懂这个。
I have hard time understanding.
但是尼哥底母懂。
But Nicodemus seemed to understand.
为什么呢？因为他是个有学问的人，他精通这个旧约的律法。
He is Nicodemus who know the Old Testament.
旧约的先知书他是非常熟悉。
He know about all the prophets teaching.
他马上就讲到以西结书36章。
So he think of Ezekiel in
36章。
Chapter 36.
25到27节。
Ezekiel, chapter 26.
25 to 27. 我就用普通话来讲，所以也不需要再 follow 圣经。这句话就是说，我就是耶和华，我必用水洗涤你们的身，洒在你们的身上。
He said, "I will sprinkle clean water on you."
你们就洁净了。
And you will be clean.
然后我就使你们脱离一切的污秽。
I will relieve you all impurity.
弃绝一切的偶像。
Abandon all idolatry.
那我们停在这里想想这句话。
Let's think about this statement.
他说：“我就是耶和华，用水来洗干净你。”
God said, "I will sprinkle you with clean water."
这个意思就是你们的罪得赦免。
I mean, I'm going to clean you of your sin.
一个人得罪得赦免是一件好事情。
To be forgiven of sin is very good.
但是你还是会犯罪，对不对
？But we did sin.
但是他下面说一句，我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽。
I want to clean you so that you can be separated from all unrighteousness.
所以神不但赦免我们的罪，还把我们从罪恶当中脱离出来。
So God not only cleans us of our sin, He also help us separate from them.
那么以西结书这段话第二句，
second part of the 以西结，
我要给你们一个新。
I want to give you a new heart.
我将一个新的灵放在你里面。
I will put new spirit within you.
这个是一个不得了的宣告。
This is an extraordinary statement.
因为我们的心是败坏的。
Because our sin, our heart is corrupted.
但是耶稣不是来修修补补。
Jesus just come here to patch it up.
他把一个新的心放在我们里面。
He said he wants to put you a new heart.
把一个新的灵放在我们里面。
To give you a new spirit.
而且从你们肉体中除去那个石的心，石头做的心。
He will remove the heart of stone.
嗯，赐给你们一个肉的心。
To give you a heart of flesh.
这里就看到一个旧人完全的死掉，然后一个新造的人的形象。
Here we see the death of an old person and the birth of a new man.
不但如此，耶和华说：“我把灵也放在你里面。”
Jesus said, "I will put a new spirit within you."
让你可以自自然然的顺从我的律例典章。
So that you can become obedient to what I teach.
所以从这三节话呢，重生的意义就慢慢显出来了。
From all these verses, you can begin to see the meaning of being born again.
首先，这个完全是上帝的工作，不是人的作为。
First of all, this is the completely the work of God.
因为这里讲到，我要洗净你的心，
God,
我要把新的灵放在里面。
So God said, "I will clean you. I will put in you a new heart."
而且我使到你自自然然会遵循我的律法。
God said, "I want you so that you can become obedient to my command."
所以一个重生的人呢，神不但要改变我们所做的，而且要改变我们所想要做的事情。
So not only will God change our heart, God will change our thinking.
Jesus changed not just what we do, but what we want to do. 那么耶稣呢，而且还改变我们的心。
He also changed our heart.
而且改变我们的胃口
change our hunger.
你想想看，一条猪它只喜欢吃猪的东西。
You know that the pig only eat like to eat pig food.
那人不会吃那些东西。
We have no appetite for that.
但是如果这个猪的胃口一改变呢，它就不同了。
If you change the pig's appetite, he will change.
所以上帝，我们一重生的人呢，就是上帝把我们的胃口改变。
For those who have been changed, God has changed our appetite.
所以你不需要做什么。
You don't need to do anything.
你自自然然会喜欢吃主给你吃的食物。
Very naturally, you will become fond of food God provides for you.
当我看到这个故事的时候，我突然间想到一件事情，就是在约翰福音第二章讲到耶稣行了一个神迹。
This remind me of the miracle God performed.
我们要注意的这个神迹是耶稣第一次出来传道第一个所行的第一个神迹。
This is the miracle, first miracle performed by Jesus.
那么当时这个宴席的时候走酒用光了。
At the banquet when the wine was used, no more wine.
那么怎么办呢？
What can they do?
耶稣就吩咐这些人把六个石缸把水充满它。
Jesus told the servant to fill the stone jar with water.
那么这个充满以后呢，他们就舀一条羹给那个管炉会堂的人尝一下。
And after that, to bring the water to for the manager to try.
The master of the banquet.
Yeah, the master of
banquet. 那么他就觉得很奇怪，为什么这个酒比所有的酒都好？好呢。
The master of banquet wonder how come this wine is better than all the other ones.
那么我们通常都是把不好的酒先给客人喝，比好的酒给他们喝。
Usually they bring out a good wine first.
到他们一半醉了以后，然后给一些差一点给他们。
Afterwards, when they've been out, you bring out
another. 那为什么你这个做这个事情不同呢？
Why do you bring out the best wine later?
那么我们知道这个酒是代表一个喜乐。
We know very often wine represents rejoice.
但是当我思想这个神迹的时候，我相信主耶稣，尤其是这个是第一个神迹，不可能是做一件事情，只是延长人家的欢乐而已。
I think this miracle don't only teach that as Jesus want to prolong our joy.
一定是有一个更深的属灵意义。
There's a deeper spiritual lesson there.
我知道这个水是一个虽然很重要，但是不值钱。
The water is something that's very common.
耶稣没有说拿些水来，然后放一些什么粉进去变成一个酒。
Jesus did not say bring some water and I can put some powder in.
但是耶稣就把它变成好酒。
Jesus changed the water into wine.
这结构呢, 其实就代表一个人的重生。
That is a picture of being born again.
这个也是整个福音最重要的一个信息。
This is one of the most important messages of the gospel.
所以接下来, 耶稣就讲到这个重生的问题。
That he Jesus explained the meaning of being born again.
那耶稣在约翰福音3章第6节讲到这样的一句话。
In verse 6, Jesus said,
从肉生生的就是肉生。
Flesh gave birth to flesh.
从灵生的就是灵。
But the spirit gave birth to spirit.
这句话也是每个字都懂，但是意思不懂那个。
This is another one of the sentences. We know every word, but the sentence is not clear.
因为它是一个 supernatural， 就是一个超自然的一种信息在里面。
There's a supernatural message in the sentence.
所以虽然我们不能完全了解这个超自然的信息，
This supernatural we cannot fully understand.
但是耶稣常常用一些比喻来告诉我们。
That's why afterward Jesus used the parable to explain them.
那我家里有一套大英百科全书。
I have
a
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Okay. 那么这套书大概已经复印了。
I don't think they this is our print already.
有20几本。
I have 20 of these books.
可以说是这个人类的杰作之一。
These are gather all the knowledge of human knowledge.
那么他用了14年的时间把这套书弄好， 就是把最后那个revision做好。
These are the revision. They spent 14 years compiling.
其实他第一个 edition 是在美国还没有出生之前已经有，是从英国来的。
The first edition is before even this country was.
然后就经过有十几次的修改。
So far there are over 10 revisions.
15 yeah. 那么最后一次的 revision 呢，有二百个顾问在里面。
There was a 200 scholar or advisor involved in.
有300个编辑。
There are over 300 editors.
有4000个人写文章在里面。
There are 400 contributing authors.
有10万就是 100,000 那么篇短文。
There are over 100,000 articles.
那么有3400万 34 million 那么美金去做的 34 million dollars 就是3400万
they spent over $34 million
那么这个是30年前的美金
that was 30 years ago
总共有4300万 那么多字
there are 43 million words in
那么这个可以说是人类一个很大的工程
this is a great work of Man.
但是请注意，在最后一册的后几页，有几个编辑说一句非常狂妄的话。
In the end, there's a couple of very arrogant statements.
他说这套书包容了整个人类的知识。
He said this contains the entirety of human knowledge.
整个人类的知识。
This contains the entirety of human knowledge.
我看起来觉得好笑。
I see this is interesting.
你们晓不晓得我们人类的 DNA 的一小部分就有21个位元的资讯 2.1 billion bits
in the DNA.
In the DNA, one strain of DNA.
One strain of DNA.
那么这个 2.1 billion 呢，就相当于50套这个百科全书。
2.1 billion is that. 50 volume of encyclopedia.
这个只是 DNA 的一小部分。
That was just one little bit.
我们人里面很多的 DNA.
And we have a lot.
Yeah. 所以你看看，人最多可以产生一个百科全书。
We compile this encyclopedia.
但是是生命的灵的上帝才可以给我们有生命。
But only the God who gives life can create it.
虽然这个肉身的生命跟属灵的生命是不同。
Even though the fresh life of flesh and the life of spirit are different,
但是并不能说他们没有相同的地方。
There are also something similar between them.
我们这个生命需要呼吸。
Our fresh life need to breathe.
我们从灵出生的生命需要祷告。
This spiritual life need to pray.
我们如肉体的生命是有感觉的。
This fresh life has feeling.
我们属灵的生命是需要体贴圣灵的的意思。
This spiritual life need to be touched by the spirit.
我们人的生命是会长进。
Our physical life can grow.
所以我们的灵命也必须要长进。
Even more important, our spiritual life need to grow.
我们人是会生孩子的。
The body can give birth.
所以我们属灵的生命是需要传福音，把更多的人带到主的面前。
In the same way, this spiritual life must spread the gospel.
我们人有一个排泄的系统。
We have a waste system.
所以我们属灵的生命也必须要常常求神帮我们除去我们身灵命的污秽。
In the same way, we need God to eliminate a lot of impurity.
肉体的生命需要营养。
Our body needs nutrition.
我们灵命也需要去读经。
We also need to nurture our spiritual life.
讲完这段话以后，耶稣又说一句话。
Afterward, Jesus made another statement.
他说：“风随着意思吹，你听见风的声音，却不晓得从哪里来。”往哪里去？凡从圣灵生的也是如此。如此，三章第八节。
Jesus said, "The wind blows wherever he pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit."
我们人的重生是一个很奇妙的事情。
Being born again is a wonderful experience.
有些人很年轻就愿意信主。
Some people was born again.
有些人一直到年老了，快离开世界了，他才信主。
Some people wait until near the end, where they are very old.
我认识很多人，他们一生都坚持是无神论。
I know a lot of atheists who never believe to the end.
但是不知道怎么样来到美国，
but
他又信主了。
But I don't know what happened. But when they come to America, they become a believer.
那么圣灵的风今天为什么把你们吹到这里来？我不知道。
I don't know why the spirit bring you here today.
但是你今天有这个机会听到这个信息，我相信一定是上帝的工作。
I know if you hear the message today because God want you to be here.
当我读这个整本圣经以后，才能思想到一个看起来是矛盾，其实是相辅相成的一个真理。
I often encounter something contradictory in the Bible.
大家请听清楚，我觉得每一个人的信主都是上帝的工作。
I believe everyone who believes is a result of works of God.
我们一无所夸。
And nothing on our part.
但是如果我们离开世界以后还没有相信耶稣呢？
If you still don't believe when you die,
你不要怪上帝，是你自己的责任。
You can only blame yourself.
所以这里是一个很难明白的真理。
This is something that's very difficult to understand.
但是从圣经第一本书到最后一本书都有这个信息。
But this is something that was taught in the Bible.
你们重生是因为上帝。
You are born again because of God.
你们以后如果受了审判，是你自己要负责。
But if you in the end being judged is your own fault.
不然怎么去被神去审判呢？
That's why God will judge.
但是耶稣的话没有停在这里。
Jesus did not stop there.
我们今天也要学习怎么样传福音。
We will also want to learn to share the gospel.
那么我们教会有一个我们教会的领导是个年轻人。
We have a young leader in our church.
那么他也在念神学。
He is in the seminary.
那么他在神学院呢学了一些功课，教我们怎么带领这个小组讨论。
Right now he is sharing with us how to lead a small group.
所以他说这个小组呢，的运作是分成三段。
He said there are three components to a small group.
第一是 man to man， 就是人对人。
One is man to man.
这个是第一步。
That's the first component.
就是我们要对人产生友善的关系。
That's we got to establish a relationship.
第二就是神对人。
second part is the relationship with God.
就是我们不是光光去跟人家做朋友，我们还要把神的信息告诉他们。
That's not only do we establish relationship with man, but we got to help them establish a relationship with God.
然后就是人对神，就是我们对神的话语有回应。
And then is man's response to God's word.
那么我想这三段呢，可以说是三段时期也可以。
This could be three components or three stages.
可能头三个月我们是人对人跟朋友接触关系。
Maybe first 3 months is the man-to-man relationship.
然后下面三个月我们就神对人向他们传福音。
And then the God's relationship with man.
然后最后三个月我们就给他们机会去回应神的信息。
And then is man's response to God's message.
但是我个人呢认为在每一个小组的聚会当中都应该有这三个 component.
I personally feel that in every small group meeting there should be these three components.
开始也许我们有15分钟玩玩 game, OK? 彼此认识
15 minutes to play game so we can know each other.
但是我们必须有神的信息在我们的谈话当中。
Then we must have the message of God.
然后鼓励他们去接受上帝的话语。
So they can establish a relationship with him.
所以啊，我们在小组的运作当中啊，一定要把十字架的道理带出来。
That's why in a small group, the cross should be our focus.
那么耶稣跟尼哥底母传道的时候也没有例外。
Jesus did the same way as he talk with Nicodemus.
但是那个时候耶稣还没有上十字架，他怎么会了解十字架的道理呢？
How do Jesus understand the teaching of the cross before he was crucified?
所以耶稣就用一些旧约的经文去告诉尼哥底母。
Here Jesus used some of the Old Testament passage.
他就用民数记一个故事。
He used some of the story from the book of number.
这故事就是当时的百姓在火尔山的时候要往红海那边去。
That's when they are at the border of Red Sea in the wilderness.
当我读了这句话的时候，我自己也觉得非常奇怪，他们刚刚从红海过来，为什么又回去？
I was puzzled. They just passed the Red Sea. Now why are they going back?
这个就显明人的悖逆。
This is the story of the man's rebellion.
但不管怎么样，他们要到红海那边去，必须要经过的地方是以东人住的地方。
They passed a place that belonged to
Edomite. 但是这个 Edomite 呢，以东人呢是神的子民的敌人。
Edomite are the enemy of the God's people.
他们不想找麻烦，就绕过这个以东的地方到红海那边去。
So to avoid them, the Israelites go around them.
但是这个问题来了，绕过这个路了是非常难走的。
But that is a long way around.
而且他们慢慢呢就觉得很疲倦。
So as they get weary in their journey.
就开始怨毒神，也埋怨摩西。
They began to complain about God and complain about Moses.
根据摩西的律法，如果你对神不尊敬，对神的领袖不尊敬，是一个罪。
In the Old Testament, you know, if you complain against God or his leader, that is a sin.
但是耶和华神是一个圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
那么他马上施行审判。
So he sent judgment.
就放一些火蛇到了以色列子民的营里面去。
So God sent snake into their camp.
就很多人就因此被蛇咬死。
So many people were killed by them.
但是还有一群人是受伤而且没有死。
Some were wounded.
但是他们悔改了。
And these later on returned.
他们求摩西
They asked
Moses 为他们向神祷告。
To ask God for mercy for them.
那么神就应允他。
So GodAnswer their prayer.
那神告诉摩西，你在旷野的中心先立一个柱子。
God told Moses to set up a pole.
然后做一个铜蛇放在柱子的顶端。
To cast a copper or a snake, made of copper.
那么就吩咐百姓，凡仰望这个铜蛇的人就必得救。
And tell the people, all who look to the snake will be healed.
那么这个就是实际上的道理。
This is an image of the teaching of the cross.
十字架有三个重要的部分。
There are three 因素, three components to the cross.
一个就是人的罪。
First is man's sin.
一个是神的义。
And the second part is God's
righteousness.
And then God's love.
我们在这个铜蛇上面，我们看到这三种东西。
In this the snake, we see all these three components.
以色列人犯罪
，people sin
是罪的问题。
This is the problem of sin.
耶稣是公义审判他们。
The righteous God will judge them.
但是耶稣也是爱去拯救他们。
Jesus, who also is love, will save them.
那我们怎么知道这个铜蛇是代表十字架呢
？How do we know this the snake represents the cross?
因为耶稣自己说。
Because Jesus said,
只说了两句话，都在约翰福音。我相信他说的时候，尼哥底母也在中间。
Because he said this in the book of Gospel John.
就是第一处圣经，就是约翰福音十二章三十二节。
In verse 32.
Chapter 12, verse 32. 他说：“我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。”
If I am lifted up.I will draw all men to myself.
然后在约翰福音第八章二十八节，他又这样子说。
Also in Gospel John chapter 8,
你们举起人子以后，就必知道我是基督。
When you raise me up, you will know I am the Christ.
所以我们是毫无疑问知道，耶稣讲民数记这故事是指到他自己上十字架做众人的。救助这个事情来讲
So we know Jesus referred to the snake in the book of Numbers
最后我讲一个故事就说明一个人重生必定有重生的行为
Finally I want to share with you people who are born again will have the fruit of being, evidence of being born again
我们知道一个人重生我们知道美国不久以前有四大这个药房 pharmacist
you know not long ago there are two major pharmacies
four 一个是 CVS
CVS
一个是
Rite Aid
一个是 Walgreens 一个你们大概忘记了就是 Acker
那个
Acker 后来呢就被这个 Rite Aid 买了
It was purchased.
那么这个故事就是这 Acker 这个也是这个创办人的名字。他是一个好人。
Acker is a righteous person.
他喜欢做慈善的事情。
He is really into public service.
这个 philanthropy.、
Yes.
那么他呢，对这个监狱是非常有兴趣的。
He Interesting health.
监狱改革 prison reform 不要
prison reform
他有兴趣为什么呢因为他有一个我觉得非常幼稚的思想
he have a very
天真
idea
他认为如果这个监狱做得好的时候呢这个坏人呢会变好人
if you reform the prison prison can help people who are in jail
那么社会也会变好
Therefore, it will improve the society. Yeah.
所以他捐很多钱给这个做监狱的 reform 工作。
He contribute a lot of money for prison reform.
那后来他碰到一个人叫 Chuck Colson.
And one day he ran into Chuck Colson.
Chuck Colson 是谁呢
？Do you know Chuck Colson?
他就是在尼克森总统之下那个白宫首席的法律顾问。
He is a special counsel to President Nixon.
但是后来因为水门事件发生以后呢他不但不但下台了而且还要坐牢
Yeah, he was later in prison because of Watergate
那么对这个德高望重的人突然间要在监狱里面呢是很难受的事情
Yeah, Chuck Colson was in jail
但是我们就看到神的灵在动工
But God worked through Chuck Colson
他在监狱里面就受圣灵的感动信主
While was in prison, he became a Christian.
那他信主以后呢？他还在后来还出来以后还开一个叫Christian
Prison Fellowship. He established the Prison Fellowship.
所以这个 Acker 这个人呢，对这个prison 就监狱这件事情很有兴趣，他两个人就变成一个朋友。
And Acker became friend of Chuck Colson.
那么他就把这个 Acker 带领到耶稣的面前。
So Charles Colson bring Edgar to become a believer.
他信主了。
And he believed.
那么他信主以后，第二天他马上吩咐所有这些店铺的经理去把所有店里面的黄色的刊物了，通通马上给丢掉。
Once after that, Edgar removed all the pornography from his store.
那么 Chuck Colson 就问他，你为什么这样做呢？
Chuck Colson asked him, why do you do that?
他说，我还有什么原因？难道我不知道这个是一个300万的生意吗？
He said, I'm aware this is a $300 million business.
所以你看看，圣灵就改变了两个人。
You can see that the Holy Spirit changed him.
今天同样圣灵也会改变我们当中所有的人。
In the same way, the Holy Spirit will change you.
也许你来教会已经十几二十年。
Maybe you have been in church for 10-20 years.
也许你不知道你还是一个宗教的教徒。
Maybe you don't know you're just a professional churchgoer.
但是从今天起，就像耶稣说，你需要重生。
Just like what Jesus said, you must be born again.
重生就是让主支配你的人生。
That is to let God change you.
宗教是你要做好人。
The religion teach you to be a good person.
但是福音那是耶稣改造你。
Through the gospel, you can be changed.
所以我们今天要在神面前祷告，看看我们有了重生没有。
That's why every day, today we want to come and ask God to change us.
重生是很简单，就是来到上帝的面前。
Born again is simply to come before Him.
承认你是罪人。
To confess that we are sinners.
接受他做你个人的救主。
Accept Him as our personal Savior.
神会照你的本相去接纳你。
God will accept you just as the way we are.
但是他更爱你，让你接纳你以后呢，他还要改变你成为他的形象。
But even more, He will change us to become like Him.
这个完完全全是恩典。
This is all God's grace to us.
宗教是完全不同。
Religion is.
宗教要你做好人。
Religion just teach you to be a good person.
但是这个其实宗教是所有的哲学当中最危险的一个东西。
In fact, religion can be a very dangerous philosophy.
如果你用你的力量去做好人，那么你就有产生两个结果。
If you can become a good person by your own strength, there are two possible consequences.
第一，你做得比人家好，你会骄傲。
First, you will become proud.
你做得不好，你会自卑。
If you fail, then you become very.
但是我们重生的人靠着恩典。
But people who are born again depend on God's grace.
不管我做得好不好，我在神的手中都是他可爱的儿女。
Whatever I do, I know I'm His children.
所以我今天特别有这个负担，把这个重生的真理告诉大家。
I feel a burden to tell you about born again today.
让我们在座每一位都能够重生神的生命。
I hope all of you will be born again and receive God's new life.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你。约翰福音第三章这段话语。
Father, we thank you for these scriptures.
因为你来世界上不是要坏人变好人。
You come here not to change people from bad to good.
那是要死人变活人。
But from dead person to become living.
我们死在过犯罪恶当中。
We were dead in sin.
但是你要我们活过来。
But you want us to come alive again.
还把儿子的名分赐给我们。
You gave us call us the son of God.
我们为此献上我们的感谢。
For this we praise you.
求主的灵帮助我们。
We pray that your spirit will help us.
让我们每一位在我们当中都能够得到永生。
So all of us can receive your eternal life.
因此逃离的喜悦。
That our life could be pleasing to you.
把荣耀归给在天上的父。
May glory to you.
我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.